Good morning. We continue with our series, Nachiyomi, a deeper look, as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Avi Moriah, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We're in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes, where Shaul HaMelech begins his ascent to the throne to become the first king of Am Yisrael. And of course, we constantly have to raise ourselves with a certain degree of question. On the one hand, we see that Shaul becomes the first king, and 2 years later, David HaMelech will take over. How could it be that in 2 years, David HaMelech wasn't ready? Why Shaul becomes the first king and not David HaMelech is a first focus of a question. And if I can widen the scope of our lens, we also know that Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda, we're told that kingship, Malchus, comes from Yehuda. I say Yehuda Lekacho, it goes back to the fact that Yehuda stood up in his whole nature. He was the one who stood up on behalf of the leader of the brothers of Yosef. We know that on the shores of Yamsuf, Yehuda stepped up to the plate. We know that whenever Bnei Yisrael had to go first into the battles for Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda Ya'ala. So why does Malchus begin in Binyamin and not Yehuda? Why Shaul? Why Binyamin? Why not David? Why not Yehuda? So let's go back over that idea of Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda. You know, the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi in Perek Mem Tes points out that the reason why David HaMelech doesn't begin, because it wasn't the right time for David HaMelech. The bottom line is, kings have to be there at their right moments. And we'll discuss that a little bit in our summary of Perek Tes today in regard to Shaul himself taking over and the delay that went in just so that Shaul could take over. And the truth of the matter is, had Shaul not sinned himself, he would have stayed king. But how would that have happened? So Ramban explains, he wouldn't have been king over all of Am Yisrael. That would have been the right of Shevet Yehuda. But he would have stayed king over his Shevet and Menashe and Ephraim, some sort of middle leadership. Or he would have been a Mishnah Lamelech, a secondary leader, but he wouldn't have stood in the way. And there was no problem with Shaul HaMelech's Melucha. It wasn't sort of a challenge to God, that God was the one who had him anointed, and this is why it's not a big concern. The Ran in the Drashos, Drashos Haran, Drashos Zion, points out that no, though Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda means after a Yehuda becomes king, then you can't take away and appoint somebody else. But Shaul HaMelech stepping in beforehand, and so before this period in time, there would be no violation of Yaakov's Bracha. But the comments of the Abarbanel here are also quite important. Abarbanel explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never promised Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda Melucha, carte blanche. They have to have a zechus. They have to have a merit in order to be able to be king. And so, of course, until there was a person within the Shevet who merited to be able to be the ruler, there would be no opportunity that was to be given. Till David HaMelech was ready, there was nobody who was ready. And the Meiri actually makes this point in Masech Horios and on Daf Yud Aleph, where he says there was nobody worthy in Yehuda, and so therefore they went after Shaul, as we see in the Perek, Mishachmo v'amala gavoa mikol ha'am. He's greater, shoulders ahead, he was ahead above everybody else. But since he was an individual and he didn't have the zechus of the Shevet behind him, because after all, the rights of Melucha ultimately belonged to Yehuda, Shaul HaMelech ultimately gets judged much tougher than David HaMelech. In fact, the Gemara Moed Katan tells us that Hashem, so to speak, said to David HaMelech, listen, if the roles were reversed and you would have been a standalone king, not with the backing of the fact that you're from Shevet Yehuda, you would have been swept away quite a bit. A number of David HaMelechs would have been swept away. So don't be so careless. We're going to see a lot of things that happen with Shaul HaMelech in the next week or two. Please judge it appropriately and within context. Had David HaMelech, the great leader, not been from Shevet Yehuda, he too would have been faced and judged as harshly as he gets judged. And in Vayikra Rabbah, in the Medrash in this week's parasha, we find that the truth is Shaul HaMelech gets a zechus from his grandfather. His grandfather, Aviel. Aviel is the father of Kish, who's the father of of Shaul HaMelech, rather. I keep saying David. And why is that? In Devar HaYamim, though, we don't find him referred to as Aviel. We find him referred to as Ner. And why is that? Because Ner made it his business to light the candles and all the streetlights so that people wouldn't fall. And Shaul HaMelech also gave his life over, just like his grandfather, to make sure that the people wouldn't falter and fall. And so why Shaul HaMelech? Sometimes a person becomes a leader because of the rights of the fact that he's born into an environment where he is primed for leadership. But if the person himself doesn't deserve it, or the environment doesn't deserve it, then the person is not the leader. If you are born into a place where you think you should be leading, but you don't meet the qualifications of leader, you don't get the right to lead. Alternatively, though, when such an individual does exist, and he has the background in the familial area, then it's not important to upset an apple cart to be able to turn around and take an individual to stand just for a short period of time. There needs to be a stability to governmental continuity. And when it comes to Melucha, if there would have been a king who would have been worthy from Yehuda, there never would have been a Shaul HaMelech. There wasn't. And so therefore, Shaul HaMelech becomes king and deserves all of our respect for not only what he did, but who he was, a person of tremendous tzedakah and righteousness who serves on the good side of Jewish history. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.